The keepers of the world's temperature data have just released their latest findings for the last year. NASA, the US Space Agency, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, compile the data each year. And they found that 2019 was the second warmest since records began. And the decade which just ended was the hottest. I asked Dr. Gavin Schmidt, director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies in New York, what we should make of this new information.
This is the second warmest year in the record, but the ranking of any individual year doesn't actually matter that much. So what matters is are the long-term trends. And the long-term trends are very, very clear. They're seen in multiple analyses. They're seen in multiple independent data sets. And the fact is that warming is unequivocal and that we are continuing to warm for the last 40 years, and we can anticipate continuing to warm further.
And how comprehensive is this? How definitive? You do have lots of data points. Just give the layperson an idea of how many or the extent.
So we use about 20,000 weather station records scattered all across the world, going back to the late 19th century. We use tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of ocean data points from ship measurements, from buoys, from other methodologies. And we put those all together, and then we end up with this product, this trend that you're seeing, that we can now evaluate against remote sensors like satellite data and the weather forecast data. All of these independent ways of looking at how the system is changing are giving us a very clear and coherent picture. The planet is warming, and it's warming most on land. It's warming mostest of all in the Arctic. And really the only place in the planet where things haven't changed is really the deepest southern ocean near the Antarctic continent.
And why isn't it happening there?
In Antarctica, you have a lot of ocean that you need to warm. There's a lot more ocean, and so that slows things down. And then there are effects, perhaps from the melting of the glaciers, is adding fresh water to the surface water there.
Is that grounds for any reassurance for us?
No, it's not. because it could well be that what's keeping Antarctica cool is, in fact, the melting of the glaciers from underneath, which is still contributing to sea level rise.
Now, this data will be measured against your earlier predictions, won't it? The models which tell us what will be happening, and they allow us to see how accurate those models are. What's the result
in
there?
Well, if you go back to the models that we were putting together back in the 1970s and 80s, which were obviously much simpler than the models we're using now, we just published a study that looked at how accurate they were, and with one or two exceptions, they were pretty much on the nail. So what we predicted in the 1970s and 80s has indeed come to pass at pretty much the rate at which we predicted it. And, you know, we can go back and, you know, look at more recent predictions. The predictions from the early 2000s for the next 20 years, again, match up very nicely, confirmingly with what actually happened.
So the range of uncertainty about the future is narrowing. What do these temperatures mean for life as we live it? You know, I'm thinking of Spain, where children don't go to school for the three hottest months of summer, or Dubai, where labourers might work outside, or people in Mongolia who have to migrate to the cities because they can't rely on the rains for their livestock as they used to be able to.
Right. Climate change is affecting all of those things. And it's also affecting the soil moisture and the evaporation during droughts. And it's making wildfires more likely. I mean, you can see the situation in Australia as we speak. But that's a very similar situation that is happening in California or in the Mediterranean region or in parts of Africa.
That was Dr. Gavin Schmidt from NASA here on NewsHour.